It's a remake for sure. I don't know that many people were asking for this, but I thought it was visually impressive. I mean, the other movie was 22 years old, which is crazy to me. Frenetically paced, it's action-packed, but it just doesn't have any soul. I think Schwarzenegger added a lot to it 22 years ago. He had that that muscle of wit that I don't think Colin Farrell is able to flex in this movie. I also got to give bonus points to Jessica Biel, the not ugliness of Jessica Biel and Kate Beckinsale. It's fun to see those two in a catfight. That's worth the price of admission almost. But I felt like I was watching an unfocused cinematic offspring of The Bourne Identity, Star Wars Attack of the Clones, and Minority Report. You know, throw Blade Runner in there too. It felt like I was watching pieces of all those movies in addition to Total Recall. So it's perfectly fine if you're looking for a mindless popcorn action flick. But don't think about not seeing it. I just think in a couple of months you'll forget that you did see it. I'm going to give it a C+.
Oh.
Not an awful movie.
What about Bryan Cranston as the villain? Here's a clip.
If I'm not me, then who the hell am I?
You don't have the most reliable of memories, do you?
I love Bryan Cranston. Doesn't he do anything to make it better?
He's pretty much wasted in this.
Oh, okay.
He plays the main villain, but he's not in it that much. It's more screen time for Kate Beckinsale, who plays the Sharon Stone role from the original.
All right, let's move on. Diary of a Wimpy Kid Dog Days, the third in this series. It follows Greg Wimpy Kid Heffley on his misadventures during summer vacation.
In case we don't make it, something I have to tell you. One time, I went to the bathroom, and I didn't wash my hands.
One time, I used your toothbrush to get dog poop off my shoe.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I have a 7-year-old who just started reading book one. This is movie 3 in the series. And my wife and I debated back and forth whether or not we should take him. And I saw the trailer and I saw that clip and I thought, he may be ready for that. He'll just learn it at school, but I don't want to encourage it. So I've heard mixed reviews from parents who've taken their kids to see the other ones. Parents haven't really enjoyed them, but the kids really did. So once he's old enough and read all the books, then I'll start taking them.
All right. We're out of time. Where do we find more?
BrianTheMovieGuy.com.
Thanks, Brian. Every Friday morning here on the Como Morning News.